What's that? No, I've learned. Well, it's a good exam. The problem with Tanya is it's very hard. And if you're not going to come every single week, it's like, it's everything. He's built up a whole system, Tanya.
Talk to Chabad, like, make a teacher.
Who am I talking to? What's that?
Talk to Chabad.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll wait till. Are you joining the Shiur, Yaakov? Or are you still. You've still been. Huh? Are you, joining the Shiur?
I'll join a little bit.
Come on, come on. Well, this is just the beginning. That's how we're gonna hopefully do some advertisement.
Sure, no,
maybe we'll make a breakfast. Yeah, my Steve, are you coming, Steve?
Did we get tachlis on the answer from yesterday?
No, not yet. So I was thinking about maybe doing Tanya. I want something deep with a little Kabbalah, something to inspire us, you know, to add to our Avodat Hashem. The thing is, the Tanya is a very hard sefer, and it's very concise. And if you're not going to come to the shiur every single week, it's not the type of thing that you just come in for 5 minutes and you're not going to gain much. The Nefesh HaChaim is actually interesting. He's actually the Bar Plukta, the Bal Mach, you know, when the Hasidim and Mitnagdim, you know, had their arguments many, many years ago. So the Nefesh HaChaim, he actually made peace with the
mediator.
He was not Hasidic, but it's the same subject of the Tanya. It's exactly
really?
About the same, and the truth is, it's almost like 98% the same information. There's 2% that they argue about, it's all in Kabbalah what they're arguing about. I don't even understand what they're arguing about. The real machloket between the Baal HaTanya and you know, the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov, we don't even understand what they were really arguing. It's all in Kabbalah. So the Nefesh HaChaim is more user friendly. It's easier to understand.
Dumb it down.
Yeah, he's more ma'arich, he's more wordy. The Tanya is very concise. He has, like, you know, 3 sentences. You can give a whole shiur in 3 sentences. Nefesh HaChaim explains much more. So we're going to start the first thing, okay? And hopefully next week.
But the question is, how many pages are we going to learn a week? 2 or 3 lines?
He speaks for himself. I'm going to explain what he says, but I'm not going to tell stories, you know, like my drashot. Well, you know.
What's like
Sipur? You want the stories?
No.
So afterwards, we'll have it, yeah.
No, not Sipur?
No, I don't mind the stories, but I want to, like,
yeah, no,
to
no.
The.
So next week, I apologize. My book is on the way from America, so I borrowed this from my father-in-law late
from
last
Israel.
Night. Yeah, it's on the way from Israel. So I wasn't able. I just got the book last night from my father-in-law, like at 12 o'clock at night. So I didn't make photocopies or whatever. I'll read it. We'll follow. Okay. He says like this. It says in the Torah that God created Adam b'tzalmo, created man in His image. B'tzalem Elohim bara oto. B'chen ketiv ki b'tzalem Elohim asat Adam. What does this mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in His image? He says the depth of creating man in Betzelem Elohim, he says the true meaning is Omed Bero Moshe La'olam. It's something we can't even understand, and that's the Pnimiut HaZohar. The real, if you want to know what the true Kabbalah is, it's understanding how man is Betzelem Elohim. Now, what's the Pshat? So, Sod, we're not dealing with Sod. Let's deal with the Pshat. What does the Pshat mean? The Rambam says like this. B'tzelem, it says, Na'ase Adam b'tzalmenu kidmutenu. Now the word tzelem and demut obviously does not mean, you can't take it literally that we were created in the image of God. God has no image. He quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Mad demut ta'archu lo. What image can you give to God? God has no image. He's not, what is it? He created man in His image. He doesn't have an image. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mad demut ta'archu lo. He doesn't have a demut. So what does that mean, the word demut? Demut means, comes from what shoresh? The damot. Dama, to be similar. Which means that we're a little similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit. There's something that He gave us that makes us a little bit similar, kevyachol, lehavdil elef alfei avdalot, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes a pasuk from David HaMelech, says in Tehillim, damiti likat midbar. David HaMelech said, I'm like the pelican of the desert. David HaMelech was calling himself, I'm like a pelican. Okay? You know the pelican has a big chin? Right? Why a pelican? So, first of all, what is he comparing him to? I'm like a pelican. Is he calling himself? Of course he's not a pelican. There's something like the Ke'at Midbar that is he's a little similar to him. Why? He says, obviously, David HaMelech did not have wings. He didn't have a beak.
Was it a pelican literally?
I've seen the translation from Ke'at Midbar as a pelican.
Because pelicans aren't in the desert.
Yeah, they are. And they're in the...
I thought they're like where the water is.
Yeah, if there's like an oasis. Uh-huh. If you go to Africa, you have like the pelicans, you know, the savanna, you know?
Right.
Huh?
You know, the one, the big, like...
Yeah, they have big chins.
And they come in the water and they pick up the fish.
Yeah, I don't know if it... That's what I've seen the translation,
you saw
pelican.
It in the zoo.
Huh?
I don't know how you say it.
You see them in the zoo, right? They have pelicans in the zoo.
Look up ka'at. Mazak ka'at. Bibrit. Ka'at. I've seen, anyways, it's some type of bird. So he said, obviously, David HaMelech did not have, he didn't have wings and a beak, and he didn't look like a ka'at. It's just that because he was wandering, he was going all over the place, he felt like a bird that has no stability. Birds are always flying around. They never stay in one place. And that's the way he felt. He said, I'm so lost. I feel like the bird of the desert. So that's what it means. He says, just like, it's very hard to. He says, he's basically the Kat Midbar is known to just, he has no stability. That's what it means, demut. Okay, now he's going to explain.
But here it shows pelican different than the bird that I was thinking and you guys were saying.
Yeah. Oh, the Mashana. It's a beautiful bird, the pelican. So now, what does Tselem mean? So how are we similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Tselem and demut, in what way are we similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says like this, okay? Number one, if you look at the Torah, it doesn't say B'Tselem Yudke Vavke. Tselem Elohim. Why?
Elohim.
Why? It doesn't say B'Tselem Yudke Vavke. Tselem Elohim. So you have to know why Dafka Elohim. Why did the Torah say Tselem Elohim and not Tselem Yudke Vavke? What does Elohim mean? We know Elohim means power. And a Bedin can be called Elohim. An angel can be called Elohim. Elohim. God is the God of all the powers. He's the supreme power. But it means power. That's what the word means.
Elohim is din, right?
Elohim is midat ha-din.
Interesting that also we're saying Tselem Elohim.
Tselem Elohim, yeah. So he deals more with the actual word of what Elohim means. And he says, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Torah when we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Adon HaKol, Hayah Oveh V'Yeh. Elohim is takif.
Takif, Baal.
Power, all powerful. Baal HaKohot Kulam. Yeah, he's in charge of all the powers. Hashem is Elokei HaElokim. So now, what does it mean Baal Kochot? God is the Baal HaKochot. So he gives him mashal over here. First of all, God created the world. He created
anything.
And he created the laws of nature. He created the laws. And yeah, there's one.
Ruach,
there's one rabbi. Said an amazing thing. Rabbi Slifkin. He's like a rabbi scientist. He's an amazing thing. He said, if you look at all the scientists, all science is based on research, empirical things that you can observe, things that you can test. And they always assume one thing. They always assume that there's a law of nature. That's the premise of science, is that there are laws of nature. If there's no law of nature, then what are you studying? It's just random. That's the rule number one of science, is that there's a law of nature. Is it, you know, the law of inertia? Or gravity, or whatever, right? What's that?
Probability,
yeah. There are certain rules, because you can't say the speed, like the speed of light. The speed of light has to be only one speed, or else you can't. It's not a different speed.
But there's no calculation of.
There's nothing you can't measure it if there's no rules. So this rabbi said that's one of the biggest proofs that really everyone really should believe in God. If they don't believe in God, they're a tipshim. Because you're looking for laws of nature? Why do you assume that there's a law of nature? If there's a law, there's a lawgiver. If everything's random, nothing makes sense, so maybe
law guy's got to come from somewhere.
If there's a law, there must be a lawgiver. Why do you assume? Why do you assume that there's a law of inertia and No, but it exists. It's something you can see.
But there's no, you can't see in history.
They describe. It's been proven. They know this.
But who's make the speed of light?
No, but the scientists
said, you know, speed of light is fast.
No, but the scientists describe the law of nature. The law of nature exists. It's something you have to. It's there. Not, you can't argue with it. Gravity exists. What is gravity? So the point is, the scientists. The fact that they're looking for a law of nature, okay, smells of. Why do you assume that there's order in the universe? Why do you assume that there's law?
You mean the consistency of these laws of nature?
They're always constant.
Prove that there's God.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that is.
And you're
makes
constant.
Sense.
And also, you don't make any sense if you assume that there's a law of nature.
Who's putting the laws?
Who made the? Why did
human?
What do you mean human made the? Humans didn't make the. They didn't make the.
They're
universe.
Basing it on it.
There is limitation of nature. Nature is this capability of this different thing.
No,
who make that law? Who make the category? Who called?
Yeah, but I never say yeah that humans describe.
Humans figured out what that law was, but it's not.